The private prison industry has lost some big backers recently. We reported on Monday's show that J.P. Morgan is no longer lending to companies like CoreCivic and Geo Group, two of the largest private prison operators. The companies have come under intense public scrutiny because of their role in detaining migrants. But the major players in the private prison industry have already set their sights on a new source of revenue.
They are now one of the largest stakeholders in rehabilitation and halfway houses. And so as they've moved into this new sphere, they've also gotten more vocal in trying to push governments into accepting or creating more programs for post-prison life.
That's Steve Contorno, a national political reporter with the Tampa Bay Times. Last December, private prison companies supported the First Step Act, criminal justice legislation that includes a $375 million expansion of services for inmates who are transitioning back into society after prison. And Steve told me that an influx of investment from the private prison industry could drastically overhaul the recovery and rehabilitation sector.
When you have a $4.8 billion industry coming into this game now, it could change things entirely. You know, there are nonprofits and there are public services that have for years provided some level of these services. But when you have a massive expansion of it and the legislation that passed Congress and was signed by President Trump encourages contracting with private companies, I don't think we really understand yet the scope of what that is going to look like.
We've mentioned that these are companies that have their interests both in the domestic incarceration world, the migrant detention centers we're seeing, and now into rehabilitation and halfway homes. Is it a stretch to basically assume that they might be trying to capitalize on all parts of the criminal justice system here and some sort of revolving door?
I don't think that they would even dispute the fact that they're trying to get involved with many more aspects of the criminal justice system than just holding people. And, you know, GEO Group, for example, has a whole section of their company called GEO Care now that is supposed to help people move on from prison to the private world. And, you know, this is a $4.8 billion industry that has made a lot of money off of the tough on crime policies of the past two decades. And, you know, as they've seen a shift in the public sentiment against long-term incarceration of people and toward, you know, decriminalizing nonviolent crimes and things like that, I think that they have positioned themselves to profit off of when governments decide to move away from those policies.
So let me get this straight. So these companies, and we're talking specifically here about Geo Group and CoreCivic, these companies are now saying, you know what, we're going to step away from this population and put our money towards rehabilitation. And what does that look like? When they say rehab, what does that mean?
I think that's still unclear at this point. We haven't really seen what's going to happen as they take over all these and as governments are encouraging more post-rehabilitation life. They have purchased some facilities in recent years. For example, GEO Group purchased a company that's called Community Education Centers. It had about 3,800 reentry beds for people leaving prison, and it had a pretty tumultuous existence in New Jersey, and it was at one point investigated by Governor Christie there. So, you know, as more and more policies push people to rehabilitation, there aren't enough halfway houses or rehabilitation beds to accommodate so many people. And, you know, if the people who are suddenly creating these new programs are the same ones who have been detaining these individuals for the last 20 years, you know, there are a lot of concerns that it's going to look like how they treated people during their times in prison.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the incentive to make money here. I mean, if I'm a company, that's my incentive, right, is to make money. And in your reporting, we've seen that the Geo Group and CoreCivic have said that their imperative here is to help people get their lives back on track, right, and that this core reason for doing this is for the public good. But these are private companies. They want to make money. What's the profit incentive here for them? How much money do they stand to gain off of these rehabilitation centers? Do we know?
During the discussions over the First Step Act, I noticed that they were supportive of a reform bill that supposedly was supposed to end some of the tough-on-crime practices that has certainly helped line their pockets over the last two decades. So while the bill itself is called for millions of dollars in new spending on post-rehabilitation programs, and specifically the legislation encourages contracting with for-profit companies for these post-prison services. GEO Group especially does not have a lot of federal contracts right now, but what we're already seeing is states starting to adopt the same First Step Act policies that passed the federal government, because, you know, a lot of these Republican legislatures now feel like they have clearance from President Trump getting behind this to take on similar approaches. So like in Florida, there's already a bill that one senator is pushing that is almost identical to the federal legislation, and GEO Group has a very large presence here.
Is there the potential for any sort of, I'm thinking there's a state lawmakers cozying up to these private companies to sort of capitalize on their own relationships?
Absolutely. In Florida, we've already seen the former state president, Joe Negron, he has a new job as a general counsel for GEO Group, and they're a huge company here. They gave several hundred thousand dollars to Governor Rick Scott when he was running for Senate, and so their political influence has been extremely documented, and you know, and the revolving door between public servants and public officials and the lobbying world certainly exists to a strong degree with these companies.
How expensive are these facilities to operate? Couldn't they be cheaper if they were public facilities versus private facilities? I guess, are we spending more money than we should be?
I guess that goes down to the debate that we're having in governments across the country right now over whether privatization is cheaper in the long run. A lot of these companies offer a price tag that on paper is a lot cheaper. However, if they're not accomplishing their goal, does that have a long-term financial effect on the governments that contract with them? So, you know, that's certainly a debate we're having across the country right now. I think they say that they can do the work for cheaper, and, you know, obviously a portion of what they're going to collect is going to go to their shareholders as well. But if they're not accomplishing what they've set out to do, then perhaps it will end up costing more in the long run.
If these are private entities getting involved in this space, what becomes the accountability trail for the use of these funds, whether they're state funds or federal funds, and or the safety and well-being of the people who are meant to be treated in these facilities?
Whether or not there ends up being any transparency probably will come down to whether a governor or an attorney general or something like that wants to investigate any accusations of malfeasance or anything going on that should be concerning to the public. So that's what happened in New Jersey. There was an incredible outrage over a number of stories that were published about rehabilitation centers there, and Governor Christie stepped in. But it was only after that reporting came to light, and there wasn't necessarily a lot of opportunities for that kind of transparency.
Steve Contorno is a national political correspondent at the Tampa Bay Times. Steve, thanks so much for your reporting.
Thank you for having me.
We reached out to CoreCivic and GEO Group for a response to this reporting. Both organizations said that they are committed to reducing recidivism rates through rehabilitation in prison, reentry programs, and other services post-release. A spokesperson for CoreCivic said, quote, "We have every incentive to provide outstanding service to our government partners."